You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Man, you're rocking with your boys at Dead End Hip Hop. It's your boy FIFO and Ken. If you didn't know, now you know. We're doing 365 reviews. So that means all of 2021, you're going to get an audio review from me and Ken. If you would like to support me and Ken, make sure that you drop something at our Cash App. That's $DeadEndHipHop. Also, if you don't have Cash App, you can do it via PayPal, deadendhiphop@gmail.com. Make sure that you hashtag DE365 so that way we know it's for me and Ken.
Dead End Hip Hop, Single Sunday, BFB the Pac-Man featuring Benny the Butcher, Frenchman. This is the first Single Sunday I think that we have a guest, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? Yeah. Or no, have we had another Single Sunday guest? Well, I know we haven't had many, but the incomparable Shelton J is here to join us. What is new, Shelton?
What's happening?
But yeah, we just got finished listening to this joint. My first impression is this. That damn beat is menacing as hell.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is grimy, dark, gutter. Any fucking type of synonym you can use to describe it is that, first and foremost. Never heard of BFB the Pac-Man, but I like him. I like him. I'm not sure if he has projects or a project or any type of body of work, but I'm definitely interested to hearing what he does. But I'm not going to lie. Benny stole the show. Benny 1,000,000% stole the show.
As he usually does.
As he usually does, and it doesn't matter whoever else is featured on the track. But again, Ken, smart business move by an up-and-coming artist to get somebody like Benny on there. Because of Benny, now we are introduced to BFB the Pac-Man. But man, Benny with the line when he said the male lady got an OnlyFans, and then how he damn near closed out the verse talking about, nigga, I'm about to sell Kane off an NFT.
Yes.
Yo.
That's the one that got me.
Yo. Because for people that don't understand how crazy that bar is, you got to understand what an NFT is.
Mm-hmm.
NFT is a cryptocurrency or a form of cryptocurrency that gets residual income. Like, once you sold something, you will always make money no matter how many people done sold it. So to say that I'm about to sell my cocaine so I always get paid on the one brick out of yo, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's fucking crazy.
Well, that's being in touch with present day, right? NFTs was huge.
Brand new.
It's what everybody was talking about. So he took something like, so even if I would imagine that somebody listening online have heard of an NFT.
You've
heard of NFTs, mm-hmm. right? So yeah, you're going to get it, man, because it became so mainstream and so common that you couldn't avoid it.
Yep.
So that shit, man, that's what makes Benny kind of special, to take something like that and flip it into a line. I don't know if anybody has done it because there's a lot of fucking rap songs that come out, but he's the one that I heard do it. And yeah, Benny was fucking nasty and mean on this shit, but I'm gonna give props to the lead artist, man.
Yep.
Yeah, Pac-Man was his name?
BFB the Pac-Man.
Yeah, he got an album out. I actually want to hear it because I thought his verse was actually pretty good.
Yeah, it's really good.
I love the way he did his flow. I love the way he kind of, the way he was rapping made me interested in what he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, I think I want to hear what this guy was saying. Because at times I was like, wait, is that Benny here? Because it was kind of look choppy and spaced out with the way he was rapping. I was like, okay. And then Benny just came in and just fucking murdered the shit. I want to shout out the person that actually sent this to us on Twitter, man. Because that's how I even found out about it when we were doing the game. Make sure you guys watch that in sports. We do the game live. Black Ross won on Twitter. Sent this to me and FIFO and asked us to say we should review it for the single Sunday. So here we are. So yeah, dope track.
Definitely, you had to have the flow to stick with that track. Mm-hmm. That's not for everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody can't do that, and ain't no hook on it, so ain't nothing for you to really hang on to. So you better be spitting some bars, and I think that they bar for bar they both did what they were supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate it. I'm like you. I got to hear some more. I want to hear what else he got.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Again, man, smart fucking business moves by a lot of you up-and-coming artists to get these more known artists. I don't know if, you know, it broke the bank for you to do that, or you had a connection or whatever have you. But at the end of the day, you got it done. And I think that's the most important thing. However, that you got it done, get it done if you are serious about your music, because me and Ken primarily listen to a lot of hip hop. Obviously, this year more than any other year. But that is, like, this has, doing DE365 has exposed me to a couple of different things. Obviously, artists and different styles of music and this, that, and the third. And, you know, putting me even closer to the pulse of what's really happening. And I can honestly say I've got put on to at least 10 to 15 new artists that I really love because you collaborated with somebody I already love. So continue to do that. And if you're not in that position, that's fine. Just continue to make dope music. You know, you'll work your way to where you can make moves like that. But man, BFB the Pac-Man, you know what I'm saying? I'm with it. I'm here. I'm definitely, we're going to do the 365 on him. We got to. But
yeah,
again, shout out to Black Rise One. Man, single Sunday. Y'all know how we do every Sunday. Thank you for the support. Next Sunday, we'll have another one out. We out. Peace.
Peace.